Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He'll be with us for the next 20 minutes. He joined us yesterday for close to an hour. We don't want to impose on his time. He just got off of his lunch hour at the company he works at there in Ohio in network and computer security. We have confirmed that Lauro Jones Chavez was honorably discharged from the Army as a sergeant. He did work at Central Command in Tampa. He did work in the secure areas, and he was there on 9/11. And we are continuing to vet his story, but I wanted to give you an update and recap some of the things he covered yesterday and let him cover up any other facets that weren't detailed here for you. And then Sela Castillo will be joining us in studio coming up in 20 minutes to cover a whole host of other issues. We will have open phones for those that are patiently holding. But I got this email about how he's getting a lot of flack from his bosses about the radio show. And they're getting lots of phone calls from angry New World Order types, you know, saying that you should get rid of this guy. Why would you hire a crackpot? I'll never do business with you. On and on and on, trying to silence free speech, trying to go after somebody because Lauro, or LJ as he's known, wrote a letter to the Cincinnati Post just saying, here's my name, here's my number, here's what I do, here's where I work, this is what I did on 9/11. And it got out on the web, and we interviewed him, and now this is how the neocons operate. So we really appreciate your courage, LJ, and we appreciate you coming on with us.
Oh, sure. It's my pleasure, Alex. Thank you for having me again.
Hey, are you excited? Or I guess I didn't tell you off air earlier. I interviewed Jesse Ventura about 9/11 last night.
Oh, I heard. My close friend came over, you know, and saw me and was like, guess what? Jesse Ventura spoke out last night. I was like, sweet.
So. Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, he just said, I questioned the official story, and he brought up Northwoods, Tonkin, and the NORAD stand down. But we'll be putting that on the web tonight, and we'll play it tomorrow here on air, some of that interview. But what are the neocons doing? I guess they're trying to do what they did to Professor Jones to you.
I guess. I mean, you know, it's funny because the first time I did this, I feared for, you know, I thought, well, the government's going to come shoot me in my sleep, and, you know, I don't really fear death because there are things much worse than death. Like now I'm having to defend my character and, you know, my job. But you know, I got asked yesterday, like, you know, what's going on? We're getting like lots of calls, lots of email. I mean, because I, you know, my company's address was on there, I guess, and now we're starting to get like proliferated with spam and just, you know, lots of things and people calling in, you know, calling me an idiot and a crackpot. And, you know, like you said, telling, you know, asking the company why they even hire somebody like me. You know, and you know, people, you know, doing just like, you know, 9/11 blogger is just, it's ridiculous. I mean, it really is. And, you know, I understand that people want to question things, but they're like, you know, we research dominate, there's no ex-military there. Well, that's completely untrue. I mean, you know, you have my DD-214. I mean, that's like privacy information that I gave you just so I can, you know, prove who I am.
No,
and
it's stuff like,
cool.
I mean, I'm getting emails like, he said military time, then added AM to it. Pure proof it's not true. We did the research. You were in the military. You were honorably discharged. You are who you say you are. There's photos of you on the web. I don't know, you know, what people want. I mean, we're going to continue to vet. I mean, we wrote a story yesterday before I'd even looked. Paul had already written a story questioning, but he was just covering others questioning and said, we're going to do research. Well, we did do research, but what about Norman Mineta? What about all the other witnesses of the stand down? No, this is powerful info, and I don't blame people wanting to vet it, but then when they start doing mental somersaults and all these weird gyrations to try to disprove what happened, it's pretty serious. I mean, you put yourself out there. You put who you are, where you work, what you do out there, and you're under a lot of pressure over this, and we need to stand with you. Stay there, LJ. We're going to be right back after this quick break and do one more segment, okay?
Okay.
You got time to do that?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay, fantastic. We appreciate you coming on with us. We're getting a report out on his interview with us yesterday. That'll be out sometime this afternoon as well.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Later in this hour, I will succinctly recap my interview last night with Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, the former highly decorated Navy SEAL, the Hollywood actor, the ridiculous wrestler. he gave us an interview. It was supposed to be a 10-minute interview. He sat for about, I'd say about 20 minutes, about 5 minutes, getting him shut up and ready. And he was ready to keep going, but the Kingy Friedman's handler, not really his handler, Juford's a nice guy, but he was being a handler, was like, it's over, nope, you're done, we've got to go. And Kingy's like, you can come to the hotel and keep doing the interview. Juford's like, no. And I was like, no, I've got enough. And then we kind of had this argument out in the parking lot at the back of the restaurant, myself and Jesse Ventura. Yes, I'm arguing with him, this huge 6'6", it looks like a cave Viking, looming over me as we argue about another issue. And then he had said earlier that they wanted a copy of Terror Storm, and so I gave him a couple, and we've got him as soon as he gets in the Cadillac. He's just sitting there on video, just reading it, looking at it all, like he just like a kid with a new toy. I'll tell you more about all of it later. Right now, we've got Lauro Jones Chavez, just goes by LJ when he was in the military, and we've got his DD-214, we've got it all up there. Again, there's three issues now, and I'd like you to speak on any of them. Other facets of things you witnessed when you were in Central Command in the top secret area on the morning of 9/11, the day of 9/11, and then recap some of the key points you made yesterday, and then elaborate. Then B, on the record, you know, tell these detractors who have no proof. You know, they just say, well, we don't trust him, or he probably isn't real, but they won't give any facts. First, it's like, give us a DD-214. We give them that, and they go, well, you know, he sure got promoted fast. This sheet doesn't make sense. And I showed it to folks who are in the military, been in the military here, and they said it looks like a real DD-214. We went and looked you up and found you in the military roles, found photos of you in your uniform. So why do you think people are in such denial? And then see what type of attacks you're going through now at your office that you put in your letter to the editor. You put your phone number in there and where you worked, so they're calling. So go through those 3 points for us, sir, please.
Okay. We'll start with A, obviously. During my time in Central Command, I worked in the SCIF, and during the morning of 9/11, I read a document, a top-secret document that was on a PSYOPS desk that it was open to, you know, one of the pages, page 4, you know, some one of those, and it gave scenarios of hijacked planes crashing into buildings. Now, a lot of people, you know, and we were in support of Vigilant Guardian, and you know, I got a call from Neela earlier, and he was like, you know, somebody was, you know, disclaiming that it was at Center Command during that time, saying that, you know, Center Command only, you know, only participated in, you know, areas in the Middle East, you know, for exercise.
Well, that's not true. I mean, I've been covering CENTCOM for years, and CENTCOM is involved in all sorts of communications with NORAD and NORTHCOM and all the rest of the comms.
Right, NORTHCOM, SOUTHCOM. I mean, and the thing is that, yes, you know, the main job of Central Command is to perform exercises and perform guidance and watch over the Middle East, but it doesn't mean...
And you said that yesterday. You said that yesterday.
Right. Yeah, Operation Bright Star, which was an exercise in Egypt, is what we were participating in. Like,
CENTCOM has been doing drills and urban warfare takeover drills for years. I've been covering it forever.
They do a lot. I mean, like I say, and SOCOM is located right there on MacDill, you know, and they do lots of, you know, urban warfare training. But, you know, so I had witnessed to that document, and, you know, like I said in another interview, if I would have fought at the time and, like,
I've had CENTCOM deployed troops in Brooksville, Florida, chasing me in dune buggies through swamps. Okay, I don't want to hear it.
They do have, like, a joint support communications element that's also on the base, and they do, like, lots of cool stuff.
And they chased me around with the police all night long for 2 days and told neighbors not to talk to us. It's all in the takeover. Okay, so we've established CENTCOM is involved in operations here. Go ahead.
Right, and then, of course, you know, the big thing is, you know, the individuals I was with was given a verbal confirmation, you know, from this Air Force officer that NORAD was told to stand down. Like, we have a stand down order to scramble planes. And, you know, people are like, well, we need the name of that guy. It's been 5 years, and I'm the worst person with names, you know, and CENTCOM is a big place. I mean,
you're in a pit that's got 80 to 100 people. There's 500 in the whole building, probably.
There's 3,000 in the whole building.
Okay, so you said there in that particular classified area, you said 80 to 100, I believe, yesterday. How many in the whole building?
Between 25 and 3,000, you know, that was at the time. Now, I mean, they could have scaled down some, but, you know, it's a...
And obviously you won't give us the names of some of the officers, you know, because you don't want to get them in trouble, you don't want to speak for them, but you remember this other high-level, colonel?
A general
with these colonels going and talking to him, and repeat what you said yesterday.
When people started questioning, well, where's the air defense support, and, you know, this Air Force commander comes out, and then my lieutenant general buddy, like, you know, and about, you know, two or three colonels, some majors, you know, high-ranking officials, we all go over, and he's standing there, and they're like, why haven't planes been scrambled? And he's like, you know, NORAD, you know, received a stand-down order. You know, there's an order to stand down for the scrambling of jets right now.
Yeah, the point is, for those that are saying CENTCOM doesn't run operations or doesn't do drills domestically, number one, they do. You can pull up all the articles on their own website about it. But number two, all of these comms interface with each other and have liaison officers and interlocking rings, you know, across from Space Command to CENTCOM, to NASA, to NORAD, to FEMA. They're all communicating, and so everybody's scrambling there saying, why hasn't something been done? And you see the Air Force liaison officer being spoken to.
That's correct. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, how is the sergeant, you know, just standing there talking to, you know, that's what I did. I mean, you know, these people that I repaired the computers, I mean, you know, they were, everybody at CENTCOM is like a major or higher. Like, we don't have a lot of privates. Like, we don't have...
You're in a nest.
Like, yeah, exactly. You know, like, this is a command center. This isn't a place where, like, the highest ranking, you know, officer is a colonel. I mean, these, you know, we had this little, you know, group, you know, that we were like, well, if he's not a colonel, we're not even going to help him out, you know, because we would pick and choose who we like to help, you know, at the help desk. You got to be friends with the IT guys, you know, these colonels would like let me come and talk to him. And I met lots of war heroes, you know, I mean, like, you know, the gentleman who was in Somalia, you know, General Harold, I've shaken his hand, oh, monster grip. I mean, but, you know, these things are like people like just tearing me apart, like, you know, and then, you know, the thing is in the letter I put that, you know, the skiff, which was basically a command, you know, an underground bunker, it's, you know, to like set the story straight, it's not underground. It's like a 45-degree angle ramp that goes down, but, you know, talking to this...
A bunker is a bunker. It's like people try to spin that. It's all semantic. It's like...
It is.
Well, wait. The government called it... Hold on, let me finish. The government called the facility in Building 7 that was on the 30-something floor, they called it Giuliani's bunker.
Command bunker, exactly.
Yeah, they're called bunkers because they're fortified. Go ahead.
Right, and this was the center fortified facility, and it was always dark in there. You know, they always had, like, you know, big screens up with different things going on, you know, and, you know, but everybody was, like, you know, asking that. And then, you know, I've got, you know, questions on my DD-214 tool, or saying, well, why, how come Block 22 is not signed? I don't know, but when if you do a Google image search for DD-214, you'll find, like, there's 20 different versions of the 214. Like, I don't know why mine looks different than any of those, but that's the official one that I've got, you know, from the military personnel. And, you know, a lot of people have been questioning, like, well, if you're in Afghanistan, how you don't have an Afghan service ribbon? I don't have an Afghan service ribbon. I don't have a combat action badge. I'm entitled to those things, but those are just awards that I don't feel are necessary. And the reason I don't have those is because to get an award, your commander has to put you in for it, you know, stating why. And you go through all this whole process. It sometimes takes 3 or 4 to 6 months. When I came back from Afghanistan, I did a Chapter 13, which is an early drop for college. And the regulation states that if, you know, you have a letter from an accredited university, they will let you out up to six months prior than your ETS date, which is your end of term of service. So I didn't want to wait 6 months to get out. Like, I wanted to just get out. So I got accepted.
Let me ask you a question. You know, we've made calls. We've been told you were in the military. We found other references to you on the web, on government websites. We've seen pictures of you. Why don't these people that just keep trying to make stuff up about you, why don't they just go actually do research themselves? It's just, instead, they just sit there and say it isn't true.
I know. You know, and that's the point. You know, there's a lot of misinformation going around. And, you know, I understand what they're questioning me, but, like, you know, I'm like, if I have to, you know, I'm like, well, wow, my character is at stake here, you know. And then, of course, with the calls, you know, coming back and forth, you know, with the building and stuff, you know, my boss and the owner of my company obviously is not happy because he's like, you know, what is going on here? But, you know, I did this because, you know, I wanted to, you know, I told my boss yesterday, I was like, you know, what would you do if you knew this information and it could lead to something bigger? And, you know, should you keep it in or tell it? And he's like, you know, that's a really hard decision to make. But, you know, I mean, obviously.
Well, let's do a plug for the company. What does the company you work for do?
They are a, they develop, and I really probably shouldn't talk about this, Alex. I mean, seriously,
let's just not worry about it then.
I don't want to get any more, like, stuff going on, but, you know, they're a software engineering company, and they're good people. I mean, you know, it's a good company.
No, I was thinking with some internet service provider or something, we could just plug it and get them some business instead of neocons calling up drooling, saying,
Yeah, that's what it's turned into, you know, and it's, you know, and I understand people are going to question this because there has been a lot of misinformation, and, you know, I just want to, you know, I can't, like, the thing is I don't have documents. Like, I don't have that document to show that. I saw it. You know, I don't have a recording of that Air Force liaison saying that NORAD stand down. I heard it with my ears, and, you know,
but
I mean,
you did
really,
see the document about how CENTCOM was running a drill, and we know that CENTCOM was involved in the drills. That later came out in USA Today.
Right. Oh, and I absolutely know. And one more thing I'll put to rest is the fact that people are questioning, like, well, how did you know a few months prior to 9/11 that Cheney was put in charge of NORAD? I'm like, well, and the answer to that is in the military we have a chain of command. And every soldier is entitled to know his chain of command. That's from your immediate reporting NCO all the way up to the commander-in-chief, to the President of the United States. And anytime any one of those legislatures or titles changes or a new person comes in, they update that chain of command and they send it out via email or via hard copy to all the soldiers because we're supposed to know that. And that's why we knew that Cheney was put in charge.
Well, it was a big deal in the military when that happened. Because it was a loss of confidence. It was like when they took the launch codes off the submarines.
Right.
Saying,
like,
we don't trust you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like putting Bill Gates in charge of NORAD. I mean, you know, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Hey, listen, we stand with you. LJ, God bless you.
God bless you, Alex. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
You bet. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 26, 2006. Gold opened at $586.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $618.72. Again, that's $618.72 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economical climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas is offering the 2007 Red Book, a guide for U.S. gold and silver coins. Many of you are considering getting involved, but before you purchase precious metals, pick up a copy for reference at 1-800-686-2237. Or to evaluate the position you have already accumulated, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
And make no mistake, we will be like they are one day. That goes for Negroponte, Adolf Hitler, Bill Clinton, you name it. All of these New World Order criminals, these people that feed on our population, people that accept evil, people that rationalize it, they will pay for what they've done. Sotto Castillo is a Army sniper, veteran of Vietnam, and became a police officer, then a DEA agent, head DEA agent for Latin American operations, personally witnessed government drug dealing, and decided in his surveillance capacity to surveil it for several years and compile thousands of photos and documents, and he's put a lot of that on his website. We have links to it up on Infowars.com, and it's always great to have Sotto Castillo in studio with us. Sully, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
It's always good to have you, my friend.
Yes,
before we forget, just out of the gates, a group of young men who are just doing a great job here locally there at UT, they are having you down to speak tonight at the Texas Union Ballroom, and I think that thing holds like 700 people. And so tell us about that event that's coming up tonight here in Austin, Texas.
Well, basically, it's going to be a lecture on our atrocities our government committed, specifically in Latin America. And we're going to be talking about Negro Ponte. We're going to be talking about the death squads, Colonel James Steele, who's now in Iraq with the commando units, and other atrocities that the Reagan-Bush administration has committed back in the early 80s, and also talk about the same people that were there at that time period are now at the White House working for this administration.
Now, what's the schedule? You're going to be speaking at the Texas Union tonight. That's the 26th of September at 7 p.m. at the Texas Union Ballroom at UT. It's put on by the Project for a New American Citizen. These two young men that are really having 9/11 demonstrations, anti-war demonstrations. They're really off and running, doing a great job. How is Brave New Books there across the street from the campus? How are they tied into this?
Well, basically, they're coordinating to put this event together, and basically, they're doing a great job. They're letting the community know, the students know, advertising. They're marketing this event because, you know, it's funny, but these kids are putting this event together. They were born around that age time period. 84, 85, and you know, they were just babies, and now they're going to know the truth, what happened from those days that they were born.
Are you going to do that incredible slideshow presentation?
I'm going to do that. I have a slideshow presentation that I'll put out. You know, it's got the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's got people before they were murdered and after they were murdered, and we got pictures of CIA officials that participated in a lot of the tortures in Central America.
And photos of some of the dead people they killed.
Exactly, absolutely. And it's, ironically enough, I get emails from the families of the people that were murdered asking me if their father had died peacefully. Or,
yeah, they've never seen this stuff.
They've never seen this stuff. So basically, you know, I've had it. And one of the big things that really really helped my cause here in the lectures is the fact that I kept journals of the events that happened down in Central America my whole 6 years. So, you know, when people question me, well, when did this happen, I go back into my journals and tell you exactly when it happened.
I've been thinking I've got to start keeping a journal because stuff gets foggy over time. It's so important to keep those journals.
Exactly, especially if you want to write a nice book one day and you'll be able to go back and just do that.
Sotto Castillo, people have trouble believing that they're cold-blooded people in the world, period, much less in government. But when we get back, I want to talk about what Negro Ponte did, the type of things you witnessed, what the death squads did. And you reported here about 7 months before it came out in mainstream papers in the U.S. that you had already read in Latin American papers, because you can read Spanish, that they were sending thousands of former members of the death squads to Iraq. And I believed you because I know you're always accurate. I thought, that's hard to believe in the back of my head. Then it came out in our own newspapers. I want to speak to that. I want to talk about the torture. I want to talk about John Yoo and Gonzalez and the memos they've written for Bush. And, of course, the big that's about to pass the Senate this week, secret arrest of any American citizen, secret rendition, torture. They're actually codifying it in law and then calling it a defeat of Bush when the lawyers have actually looked at it and say, no, this is worse than what Bush even asked for. So, I mean, they're actually bringing this to America. And about 2 years ago on this show, you said, you watch what they're doing in Latin America, they're going to do in Iraq, and then they're going to do it here. And I don't like you being right, Sully. I'm getting sick of this.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, can't you be wrong?
But the truth is the truth, you know, and that's what people need to hear.
Exactly. So we're going to break, come back, long segment, get into all those questions I have and any facets you want to cover. The Texas Union is a big ballroom. Correct me, but I think it's about 700 people.
Yeah, approximately 500. 700.
Okay. So, folks, be sure and be there tonight. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll have open the phones for Sella Castillo, and he's really an expert on the New World Order, the whole crime syndicate. So whether it's 9/11, government drug dealing, the Iraq War, government-sponsored terror, he can speak to it from a very educated point of view. He's a trained police officer, DEA, and also military experience. I think all of that together, and then a school teacher. So you've worn quite and an author. So you've done quite a bit, Sella.
Yes, I have, and thank God that I've had the opportunity to wear all those hats I wear now. But most important is education. I think the American people need to be educated on our foreign policy and why it's failed.
Absolutely. Well, you're right, it's failed for us, but it's done a great job for the crooks that run this country.
Well, absolutely, especially with the blueprints of Operation Phoenix in Vietnam. Those same blueprints were brought to Central America and utilized because they worked so perfectly in Vietnam.
Yeah, let's walk through that, and then I want to get into Posada, the plane bomber. That's now big in the news, and we're going to take calls in the next segment. But walk us through, because I remember 2 years ago you were talking about torture, you were talking about Latin America, you were talking about how they're using these death squads. Break it down for us.
Well, basically, we have the same cell terrorists that I called that were in Vietnam, Felix Rodriguez. And other CIA operatives, they put in a plan that was later known as Operational Phoenix. And it was to go out and assassinate anybody who was against the government or sympathetic to the church or schools or whatever. And they used it and they eliminated thousands of people on assassinating a lot of the young people down there, and it worked so perfectly. They brought it to Central America. McCaffrey brought it down to Central America, implemented it into El Salvador. And basically what they did, that they did the same thing. They went out there and almost genocide the whole Mayan indigenous people and students and church groups and so forth. Now, as everybody knows, it's known as the Salvadoran option, which is now being implemented into Iraq. And no other than Colonel James Steele, who headed the death squads in Salvador, is now running the commandos units in Iraq. So it's the same cell that goes out there and does the dirty work for our government.
And they're literally, I saw the Latin American reports after you pointed it out, and then it was in the U.S., hiring thousands of former Colombians, Nicaraguans, El Salvadorans, and they're flying them over there to now kill and torture Iraqis. This is unbelievable.
Yes, I told you. When we were in Salvador, we brought in the advisors from Venezuela. Victor Rivera was one of those guys that was a head guy for the CIA. And he worked there for about four years in El Salvador. And, you know, they're bringing in people. We train those people. Now, as we know, a lot of the Kabilis and that we trained, special forces in El Salvador and Guatemala, are now working for the cartels. And they're being hired, and they're mercenaries, being hired for money. And they go out there and kill people.
Now, I've seen the press reports. These mercenaries are getting between $85,000 and $180,000. And they're not just hiring mercenaries from Latin America. They're hiring them here from the U.S., Eastern Europe, Western Europe. I remember seeing ads in newspapers for trying to hire Austin police officers, starting at like $100,000 to go over and, quote, police. But this is a little different with these mercenaries. What type of torture, the photos, the documents, the interviews you did, what type of torture were you able to uncover and witness when you were in Central and South America?
In Central America, for example, we grabbed a whole bunch of Colombians that came in with a huge shipment of cocaine, 3,000 kilos. There were a couple of Mexican girls and their father there, and what they did, they raped them, they tortured them, and when I say torture, they started cutting their arms off, their hands off. And at the end of the day, they all disappeared. What they did was they put them all in 55-gallon drums, put holes in it, put them on helicopters, and took them out to sea and dropped them. So those bodies will never be found. And this was videotaped by the CIA. Randy Capster, an agent for the CIA, filmed the whole incident.
So they film it for why? Just
well, it's training purposes. So, for example, the CIA in Guatemala in the early part of 1986 had a believe it or not, a school where they invited all heads of the G2 intelligence unit from Europe and Latin America, and they brought them down to Guatemala to teach them new techniques how to torture people.
And so they sit around in darkened rooms watching little girls getting their arms cut off.
Exactly, and what they did then, they brought in human specimens alive, and they tortured them and they killed them in front of the students there so they could know what to do and how to revive people.
How in the hell, and I'm sorry to use that term, but it's true, how in the world did we sink this low, and how do people in our government, and see, this is so widespread in the culture, though, and it shows us in criminology, you know more about it than I do, that psychopaths always get bolder and bolder. It's like they want to be caught, and they, I mean, I'm sure you've seen now the Alberto Gonzalez memos, the John Yoo memos, where they say we torture children in front of their parents. I mean, it's one thing to torture children, that's pure evil, Joseph Mengele, but they write it and put the memos out? I mean, it shows a disconnect. What do you think's happening when they're writing memos now?
Well, see, that's how arrogant our government has gotten to, where they know that nothing's going to happen to them. Even if they're prosecuted for international crime, at the end of the day...
But how do you torture small children?
Well, you know, there's no... First of all, torture doesn't work, never has worked.
But, I mean, why are they... I mean, I guess they just like it?
No, what they do is they torture a young kid to send out a message to other people that this is going to happen to you if you cooperate with the enemy.
So it's about terror.
Exactly, terror. And you know, they keep you alive. There's a book by... a nun, an American nun named Diana Ortiz, who was tortured in Guatemala, and she was able to escape. But there was an American agent who did a torturing on her, and She later identified him after I gave her a picture of who I thought it was. And sure enough, she identified him as the guy who had tortured her. And that guy was Randy Capster, who was down in Central America for 10 years.
But the guys that do it, though, have to enjoy it.
Oh, my God. They enjoy it because they think, it's just like you give a guy a gun and he can do, you give him carte blanche to do anything. And he goes out there and does it and feels pride in what he does. Does it know that, you know, he's got to answer to somebody.
What is it like to for you to be able to look at a video of him cutting little girls' arms
off?
Well,
you know, it's just, why are you guys doing that? You know, it's just why, you know, it's completely wrong what you're doing morally. And, you know, it's just, it says, well, this is what we do in Latin America. You know, we have to set an example to let people know that they're not going to come into this country and run drugs without our permission. And basically, that's what they do. And then what I started doing, you know, that was the first time I became ashamed to be an American. Because at the beginning...
Oh, this is a key point. I mean, you're this gung-ho guy.
Oh, man, I you know, American, apple pie, you name it, man. I was such a patriot. But when I realized that something was wrong, I started to make excuses. Maybe there's a reason for that. And then I was in denial. And then that's when I said, you know what? This is completely wrong. There's no... ifs or buts about it. This is wrong, and what I did was I started keeping more detail, documents, pictures, and also on my journals, started writing down what happened to these people. And I was able to start collecting their original passports of the people who were murdered in Central America. I have those now with me. I keep those because it's a reminder, and maybe it's a safety for me to have those available in case any time they come after me.
Well, Shelley, we talked about this last time you were here, and we're not here thumping our chests or talking about what big men we are. It's simple. When you decide to be on the side of light, when you decide to defend the weak, when you decide to fight evil, and it's very empowering, folks. I wish you could, some of you who haven't decided to step across the line, I wish you could join us and that all of us could do, you know, someday shoot for the, as a role model, the great things that Shelley's done. But at a certain point, it really is a great piece to know that we're doing the right thing, we're fighting really evil people, and I don't care what they do to me, and I just leave it all in God's hands. And, you fought for this country, you believed in Vietnam, you risked your life there, you fought for this country here domestically as a police officer and then as a DEA, and you just continued your service to this country, and you kept your soul. A lot of people rationalize and think, well, I guess torture of children or anybody else for that matter is okay. Can you talk about that process? I mean, was it gradual? You said you went into denial. I mean, did you wake up at 3 a.m. in a cold sweat like some people do, or was it gradual?
Well, it was, first of all, let me just say that, many years ago, I took an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States and its citizens. And I felt that if I put my life on the line, that I would make a difference in preserving my country. And in reality, it turned out that I just could not believe that my government was actually doing this. And you're right. I woke up one night.
I didn't know that.
And I realized that, you know, I couldn't sleep. I said, you know, this is wrong. Of course, it was eating my conscience, and that's when I decided to start writing about it and let people know what was going on. Even when I was with the DEA, people said, you know what, when you're reporting to Washington, you're just going to come back and you know, they're going to fire you or do something with it because you're stepping in people's toes and up in the White House, and they're not going to let this happen. So I said, you know, let me, what it is, it's like I was looking for an excuse for them to tell me I was gone. And at the end of the day, that's basically what happened. And
Wasn't it empowering to just take the step and say, I don't care anymore?
Exactly. I had a job that was paying me close to $100,000 a year, you know, a free vehicle, free home, free everything, all tax-free. And, people will say, well, you don't have a mortgage to pay. I have kids. I have a son to college. You know, I can't. And with me, I was looking for a job when I found that job. So to me, it was irrelevant. You know, yeah, I work for the government, but who wants to work for the government when you realize that we are the enemy? We are the bad guys. We are the ones that get away with murder. And see, people think now with the Iraqi war that this is just happening on torturing people. We go back to Vietnam. You know, as a matter of fact, I have a big collage of Vietnam, how we tortured people.
The Army's own report, okay, we have two reports, but General Tagumba's report and then a separate report, 75% to 90% of those taken to the 32 camps are completely innocent of even misdemeanors. They just randomly pick families up that don't have their IDs right. They take them in with these weirdo former federal prison guards that like this stuff. And, man, they beat fathers to death. They rape people's daughters. They rape them with acid. I mean, go read the Army report. They put acid on them and then shove it inside. I mean, I don't want to go into detail here. I mean, what in the world are this? This is incredible. I mean, I'm embarrassed. I mean, I'm embarrassed for this country.
You know, and one of the things that the CIA agent once told me, he says, you know what? Nobody's ever going to be able to stop us because this is what we do. We've been doing it for many years, and nobody's been able to stop us. And he was absolutely right. They can do just about anything and get away with it.
Well, God's going to stop them.
Well, that's the answer to the whole issue here. And one day they're going to have to answer to a higher up. So
a lot of them are atheists. They don't believe that. They think I think you get judged in this world. I mean, I think when you do bad things, it comes back on you.
Absolutely.
You know these people, though. Are they happy people?
And not only that, see, one of the things that American people don't realize and is the fact that they're now getting involved because it's happening to one of their families. Or, you know, whether it's racial profiling by the cops or tortured by the cops or beaten up by the cops. Or in the military, as you can see, all military females there in the military, one out of three has been raped.
Yeah, I am.
So, you know...
We're turning into animals.
Exactly. We're worse than anything else. And I've always said that we're the worst human rights violators in the Western Hemisphere. We've been it for so many years.
There's no doubt.
And there's no doubt about that. And we leave the blood trail out in Latin America with Pinochet in Chile with the...
No wonder. I mean, people think that Latin Americans are a bunch of stupid communists who just hate us. No, they're good, hardworking people. They're not communists. It's been the only alternative they've been given is the communists. And they just see this happen, and they're sick of it. How would we like living like this? Well, here's the bad news and the good news in a way. It's coming here now.
Exactly.
And so we're going to get a taste of what it's like.
Exactly. And we got it in 9/11. We got it. And when I saw 9/11, I remember... You know, people getting all upset because 3,000 people died at the World Trade Center, which is okay. But what happened to the 500,000 people that were slaughtered by our own death squads that we trained in Central America back in the 80s? Oh, but that's okay because that's what happened in third world countries. But then when he came home, as they say, the chicken came home to roost, you know, we're not saying, oh, wait a minute. You know,
and you're talking about the response of the people themselves. You really look at 9/11, Sully, and I know you've looked at it. Clearly an inside job. Give me your take.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what they needed to do. The CIA was at the verge of being dissolved, and they had to do something to bring that back.
It's like BATF's in trouble, so they do Waco. It never ends.
Exactly. And that's we've known to do that for many, many years. And you know, there's a history to show that we've done that.
Let me ask you a question. Whenever you talk to your former DEA partners or police, you know, or others, I mean, because I see people now starting to wake up. But I want to ask you, are you starting to see an acceleration in people waking up?
I do. The problem with that is that older people have been there for a while. See, they're realizing that, they're not realizing. They've known it's happening, but now they're getting ready to quit, retire, or whatever, and now they got the kids to think about, and now they kind of... speaking out about it, but, you know, I do have a lot of friends that still call and tell me that I'm doing a good job, and I get emails from police officers saying, you know, I wish we could say something about this and that, but we can't because we have a mortgage to pay, and we have our kids going to college and so forth. And that's why a lot of the American people that are knowledgeable about all these atrocities won't get involved because they have a...
Yeah, but I mean, don't they know none of us are safe when this evil grows? Notice this evil doesn't stop in Latin America. It goes to Iraq. It goes to the U.S. It goes to Eastern Europe. Of course, Sully, I know you follow the news, and I want to get into Posada here in a minute, but they spin everything. Bush says, I'm above the law. I'm allowed to secretly arrest citizens. They put it in a bill along with no more Fourth Amendment, unlimited NSA spying. It's already going on. Now they just want to codify it and legalize it. And they call it a defeat of Bush, the Senate's passing this, when it's actually exactly what he asked for. Then they spin it in the media like it's you're getting your freedoms when the bill does the opposite and it codifies into law the secret arrest of American citizens. I mean, this is bone-chilling.
Yeah, well, basically, I have an assistant United States attorney out of McAllen who has now labeled me as a domestic terrorist because I go out and I protest the war once a month on a Sunday afternoon in front of the federal building, and I could get picked up any day now because of what I...
We have the new training manuals for these people that protest war, people that protest for land rights, people that... it doesn't matter whether you're liberal, conservative, you could be Minutemen or you could be liberal. They're just listing us all as terrorists. How did you find out about this?
Well, I had one of the attorneys that... I had one of my clients that... he had the client, and they told the attorneys, you tell Celi Castillo that he's now documented as a domestic terrorist, and we're going to find a way to get him, and when we do, you know, he's not going to be able to speak because we're going to put him away for, you know, hide him from public and everybody else.
So even these locals now are getting off on the anti-terror powers, and
absolutely,
you tell Celi Castillo it's over for him.
Yeah, exactly, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I've made my peace with God, and I've been on borrowed time since Vietnam. So there's nothing they can do to me.
I mean, but what cowardly little
well,
worms.
That's basically the attitude that they get. They're arrogant, and they think that at the end of the day, George Bush will pardon them before he leaves office. And that's why they do what they do.
Organized crime. We're going to come back, talk more, and take your calls. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Luis Posada, he's in my film Terror Storm, going around blowing up airplanes, bombing people, and then blaming it on foreign enemies. He is being held supposedly in a Texas prison. I don't even believe that. And the government's saying they're now about to release him. We're going to start the next hour in 4 minutes. We'll go to Brian, Chris, Jeff, Dave, John, I promise, directly with Sully Castillo. But one of the things you've been writing about and speaking about is this Posada character. Tell us about him, Sully.
Well, basically, it's an individual that's been an American terrorist for many, many years. Him and Felix Rodriguez, and who ran the Ilopango Airport. Posada was in jail in Venezuela back in the early 80s. And Oliver North and Felix Rodriguez, a CIA operative, helped him escape. He was in jail up there for the bombing of the Cuban airline that killed approximately 76 people. Anyway, so basically they brought him to Central America to run the drug trafficking operation out of Ilopango Airport and, set up some terrorist activity in Guatemala. So I met Luis Posadas Carriles there in Guatemala. And at Ilopango Airport, and that was reported to the U.S. Ambassador Edwin Corr in reference to my discovery of this individual. And he kept saying it's a covert operation being run by the White House. You know, we can't get involved in that. And basically, this guy is a American-born terrorist who worked for George Bush Sr. And when Bush was the director of the CIA, had hired him. And
were they mad that Cuba had won 3 gold medals? Why'd they blow up that plane?
Just to blow it up. And what they did kill were students, the fencing team for the Cubans, National Cuba country there. And they killed a whole bunch of kids. That's what it was. 76 young kids that they blew up. And there's another guy named Roland Bosch, who was pardoned, another American terrorist, who was pardoned by Bush in 1991.
And they just do it over and over again. I mean, BBC, Associated Press, they all admit our government staged these attacks. And then, of course, at the time, they were trying to claim Cubans did it, as if they'd buy it. It just never ends.
Yeah, exactly. It never ends. And this guy now, came in illegally into this country, and he had a press conference with the Cuban exiles down in Miami, and right after the press conference, he came in illegally trying to tell the Bush administration that if he gets arrested, then he knows where the skeletons are buried. So to keep him quiet, they picked him up and they threw him in a facility there in El Paso. And now no country wants him, and they will not extradite him to Cuba or to Venezuela. So now the Constitution says...
But he's been convicted down there. They need to send him down to Venezuela.
Absolutely. So how is it possible that we can always request the extradition of an American, but when it's their turn to ask for the extradition of one of their own, they will not send him there?
Well, we've been griping in Mexico, I think rightfully so, that they won't extradite up here, but even with cop killers, but we're doing the same thing on extraditing this convicted murderer.
Yeah, and I remember the president saying, we will not tolerate terrorism, and yet we have our own terrorists, and they're being protected by the White House, and while not being released, he's going to be released next week. They're going to release him here in the U.S., although he's an illegal alien. He came in with a...
Well, that's another thing. It never ends. They break whatever laws they want whenever they want.
Exactly, and they get away with it. And this guy is known as the Osama bin Laden of Latin America. You know, that's how many people he killed.
Can't people call the Border Patrol and demand they be waiting outside the prison to take him in on immigration charges?
Well, no, because they all answer to the Department of Justice, and you know who's in charge of the Department of Justice? Gonzalez.
Oh man, the Enron lawyer that writes memos saying Bush is the law. Stay there, folks. We're going to come back and take your calls and then get into a host of other issues with Sully Castillo. He's got a whole raft of important issues he's here to cover with us. Third hour straight ahead. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.